Greetings. Welcome to East City Stargate and also As You Wish Talk Radio simulcasting. We also have 90 affiliates now, I'm not sure, in 50 countries. So this thing is really taking off. I've got a great show today. We have Mehran Tavakoli Kesh, and he was born in Iran in 1958. Is the son of an X-ray engineer. He was introduced to the world of radiation and nuclear science at a very young age. In 1981, he graduated from Queen Mary College, University of London, as a nuclear engineer, specializing in reactor technology system control. Unsatisfied with the nuclear technology at the time, Dr. Kesh went on to develop his own system to produce gravity and energy using small plasma reactor that is clean and safe. He covered all aspects of the design of plasma nuclear system from the very beginning to its present stage. He has included the design, the fueling, the testing, and other practical applications. Since 2002, he's been developing the full range of his technology for launch into the scientific world and industry. European and international patents for the technology were applied for in early October 2005 for all aspects of possible use of the new technology, covering some hundreds of applications. At the end of 2005, several static plasma reactors were built to confirm the theoretical principles of the technology. These static reactors all work at room temperature and at normal atmospheric pressure, providing voltage and current. Since the beginning of 2006, several prototypes of dynamic plasma reactors specifically designed to achieve lift and motion have been built and successfully tested. Through the developments of these new systems, deposits of nanocarbon have been generated, and Raman spectroscopy has confirmed that these are in SP2 and SP3 form. The use of plasma reactors for health purposes has been tested in cooperation with medical doctors. Some of the results achieved in these trials can be seen in the health section of the Kesh Foundation website. A paper was published about the direct capture of CO2 and CH4 from the environment, where the CO2 and CH4 were in a liquid state at room temperature and room pressure. The CO2 and CH4 were proven by IR and XRD spectroscopy performed by a Belgian university. Boy, that's a mouthful. Anyway, Dr. Kesh is on the forefront of all of this technology and bringing out these new technologies. And we've always been very interested in the plasma technology, and we've used that here. We brought cats that were, we had a cat we called, you know, we kind of called her Dead Kitty because she was basically going out the door. She was on her way out, and we put a plasma ring on her, and next thing you know, she was running around like a kitten. It was pretty crazy. But we've done that on dying fruit trees, and we've created our own plasma beds and things of that nature, but nowhere near what Dr. Kesh has. So without any further ado, I want to bring Dr. Kesh on the show. Dr. Kesh, are you with us?
Yes. Good evening. Good morning. Whatever time is yours.
I don't know what time it is over there either, but it's about 9 o'clock in the morning here. There's so many directions we can go with this. I want to get into the healing technology first, if that's possible. Because I know you've got some pretty incredible devices, not just with the GANS water and the plasma rings and everything else, but you've actually created chambers and things of that nature. Can you talk a little bit about that technology and how it functions?
Yes, I think before we go to this point, we have to understand the logic behind the technology. Kesh Foundation technology is a space program where at the moment, if we launch a manned system, we have to provide everything possible. If the what we call astronauts or cosmonauts, whatever you call them, if they have a headache, we have enough aspirin on board. If they need water, we have enough water. If they have any emergency, we have everything that they can even do emergency operation, and that rest of it. But we know that we've seen that if they run out of food or out of medicine or air, we lose our astronauts. And at the moment, we see that we are fuel dependent. We can go as much as we have a fuel, or we can use the magnetic field forces of gravitational field forces to slingshot the systems. But in fact, we don't have a system up to now, which is like a planetary system, where it travels at constant speed around itself, like 24 hours a day. It creates atmosphere, it produces food for its inhabitants, it creates condition where the food it creates can be medicine for healing and the rest of it. So about 50 years ago, I set out to create a planetary system, virtually like Earth. We see Earth with no fuel tanks, it rotates 1,600 kilometers an hour. It rotates around the sun at 10,000 kilometers an hour and the rest of it. But all the time, it creates oxygen, it creates materials, it creates life. So we set out to understand the process of creation and how life is created, how life is sustained, what conditions creates the Earth to move. So in a continuous process for billions of years without having fuel tanks and the rest of it. And so the essential thing was to discover the process of creation, the process of life, how life is created, how motion has been maintained for billions of years without any fuel. And as a nuclear physicist, at early stages of my life, I set out to understand this and developed reactors, developed technologies, and developed further technologies. And on a continuous process, we went from strength to strength as we understood. And so Keshe Foundation now has different sections. We have the agricultural section, understanding how plants grow through the sun and the fields of the planet. We have the medical application, health application, which again shows us how we can produce some conditions that the health of the passengers in the craft of the future, it does not depend on medicine from Earth. And then we have produced energy systems which can continuously absorb energy from the environment and feed it. We have created the lift and motion, the same as Earth, which has a lot of different applications. And this is the progressive understanding of the creation. And part of this is what you asked for, what you mentioned, is what we call life maintenance. How do we feed our people without taking food? How do we create medicine for them, for the conditions they have, without taking medicine with us? And then we come to one conclusion that everything in the universe is created out of interaction of the fields of the universe, magnetic field of the universe, in the shape of plasma, in the shape of interaction of the fields, we say North Pole and South Pole magnetic fields, and how they interact, the speed they interact, the angle they interact with each other, the strength they interact with each other. And as we play with different conditions and the strength and positions, we see that we can create anything which man has ever dreamt in the universe on these systems. And so we have become literally a process, developed a process that now the newest space technology doesn't have rockets. We don't need to take fuel. We don't need to take food. We don't need to take medicine. And in that process, we have developed technologies, we have developed systems that allows for us to maintain life without ever returning back to Earth. We have understood the process of how Earth creates water, how Earth creates plants, how Earth creates life. And now we work on that process and we have built machines. The latest machine we launched last Thursday is known as the Universal Vertical System, where We can reverse illnesses like corona within minutes. Mm-hmm. You go into the system and I don't know if your viewers can see pictures. We can put up pictures that they can see. And we launched in October last year, what we call enhancement unit, where you can go in there and whatever illness you have, you can be handled, be it from cancer to everything else. And now in 3-4 weeks ago, we launched another system where we purify air from viruses that if you are in an environment with the corona, you just need to put the system, clears, purifies the air, and there is no corona. The reason for this is that some 30, 40 years ago, I came to one conclusion. Microbes and bacteria are where there is a meat, where there is a amino acid, where there is essence of life, which is a combination of carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen and oxygen. And as we don't have these in the space, the biggest enemy for man in space is packages of magnetic fields we call viruses. And so over past 30, 40 years, I've developed technologies which can handle the energies in the universe. And on Earth, we call them viruses. So the minute the corona appeared or pig flu appeared in China, we could immediately deliver technologies because we understood it. And last year, on the eve of the Chinese New Year, when the corona hits China, I developed a very simple system as a cup, is known as a cup of life, that Chinese would make at home and save their lives. And now it's used by Chinese in the Wuhan city and the rest of China as a process of delivering water that you build a cup yourself and you can recover from corona. And now it has taken shape itself internationally. A lot of people make these cups, or you can buy the cups from the Keshe Foundation. And we go through this process gradually now to change the course by the new understanding, by the new knowledge. And in a way, when we go in this line of understanding, we see many of the chemicals we are forced to take don't exist, don't need it. In the next few weeks, Keshe Foundation will launch a new product, which is a specific way of applying water, specific water which we have developed, that if you have a what we call inflammation or you have a pain in your body, you spray the water on the body and within minutes, the pain will go. We already launched a system like this as a pain pen about 6-7 years ago, which has been highly successful. Then we launched the pain pad, which you put a pad around your body and it takes the energy of the pain out. And now this new water, which is going to be launched, is both anti-inflammatory and anti-pain. And you just wash your body with it, and within minutes, the pain goes. Doesn't matter how long you have the inflammation. You apply it a few times, and you can get living. And this is the next step of development. We launched last Thursday a new product, which is a cup. It's called, as we call it, a sugar cup. It's on our what you call website. This cup is designed to help people with diabetic. Mm-hmm. When you drink and breathe water and wash yourself with this water, gradually the use of insulin goes away and your body comes back to normal. We've done this in many, many cases for many years. Now we have put it out. We have developed a cup, we call it cup of pressure. It's for blood pressure. You do the same thing. You buy the cup, you put water from the tap and you drink it. And that will change your insulin use. It reduces it. And if you don't want the cup, you can use directly the Ganses, which Keshe Foundation sells as a mixture of Ganses for diabetic. And so we have brought we change the technology from matter state to energy state, the way we are all built. And these enhancement units, which you can go into, they're sold at 1 million euro each at the moment, and the new vertical enhancement unit launched last Thursday, initially says for 100,000 to go to up to 250,000. And in a way, there's no chemicals. The body doesn't need to do anything. And the beauty with these new systems is that most of the illnesses we have at the moment is psychosomatic. It comes from the emotion which leads to cancer. It comes from emotion which gives the ground for other illnesses to set in. And in that process, for the first time, these machines both elevates the emotion of the man and the health of the man. So what nowadays, when you take medicine for, let's say, any condition, it just deals with what physically needs to be changed, if it can do. And then we say it has a side effect. The side effect is that the body changes parts of itself for the medicine taken, but the other part, which is the emotion, is not handled. So emotion shows itself in another way as a side effect of the medicine. This is what we see. So for the first time, the Keshe Foundation technology deals with the emotion at the same time as the physical body's wrong. And we see that illness doesn't come back. We see that you repair the body of the man through both psychosomatic emotion and the physicality at the same time. And this is a major breakthrough in the world of science. And gradually we'll see it taking shape. We have grown, and the technology is, in a way, has been tried by millions of people around the world. We have saved thousands, hundreds of thousands of people with corona around the world. And so it has, it's not a new way, it's a next step after nuclear. Mm-hmm. In the world of science, we, for centuries, we knew metals, and then we became clever. We started making alloys, mixing them. And then in past 100 years or so, we start understanding how these metals, we call them atoms, are there and how they connect. Then in last century, we went inside the atom. We saw what we call the nucleus, the proton and neutron and electron. And we always guessed what are inside these mysterious little things. Now with the Keshe technology, as a nuclear physicist, we've got inside these electrons and protons and neutrons. We see they are nothing but a bunch of magnetic field in different strengths and different amounts. And now we have managed to create the same thing, and we create conditions which an atom becomes its energy. It's not a matter state anymore. We call it a GANS or a plasma. And so now when we want to deal with additional calcium in your body, we don't go and look for calcium. We make the energy of the calcium, and we allow the body to transfer its energy to it. So it's very easy. It has no side effect. It is natural process of life. This is how our body is made up. We say in our body we have iron in our blood, but none of us can see one atom of iron in our body. We cannot take it out. We see the interaction of it that it shows as an iron, and then in the matter state condition of atmosphere, when it comes out of our body, we can allocate it. But inside our body, that iron is in an energy form, is not in an atom of iron. Now we produce the same thing. We produce energy of iron in the body. And if your body is short of, we'll take from it. If it doesn't, it leaves it. And now we understand more and more about the process of creation and life. And this is why the things we do looks a bit magic, because now we deal with field motion, not with atom and matter state. And this is why Keshe Foundation technology, it looks a bit strange and a bit amazing and a bit something a lot of people need to think about, because we always been told about the matter state. Now we have to understand on the different gravitational magnetic fields and vacuums that atom changes its property. It's not an atom anymore. Like it's very much you are in a room and you have no problem. It's just a normal room. And then the temperature outside changes. So the temperature inside changes and you see mist and the moisture on the window. But in fact, the moisture was there. But on the condition of the house or the room being at a certain temperature, you couldn't see it. Now that the temperature of the outside has changed, it manifests itself in a matter state that you can physically see it on the glass. Now, in the world of science and technology, in understanding magnetic gravitational field, instead of changing the temperature outside, we change different magnetic field strength. And we see elements behave different in different magnetic gravitational field strength. And atoms or molecules, they open up and they find themselves behave like energies and not like matter states. They're not molecules that they have attached to each other. They are fields which they interact with each other. A matter like iron, when we have it in the process of what we call atomic structure, like iron is iron. But when we interact with it inside the body of the man, it's a plasma. And this is the beauty of it. And in that process, we find many differences in interaction, in properties, in the beauty of the creation. And more or less, the world of medicine, as we know it, is finished. It's totally wiped out. This is why Keshe Foundation has a process of what we call a lot of opposition from a lot of governments and pharmaceutical, because now we don't need pharmaceutical. We don't need vaccination for corona. Up to now, we have saved millions of lives. Keshe Foundation, as far as we can see, people who have used our technology, we haven't seen any loss of life with corona. All it is a cup of water. You drink 3-4 hours after you get infected and your body opens up, you wash your body and that's it. We released the information and the report on Iran cash corona because we got involved in the corona in Iran. We saved millions of lives and the report about corona was released in June 2020. And now a second report last week released by the Iranian officials in the science and technology magazines that the Keshe Gans plasma affects corona positively. We can overcome it. Now we are in the phase of launching the plasma technology in cleaning the hospitals in Iran and starts next week. Keshe Foundation has become part of the Iran SEPA, what we call civil defense. And we are given soldiers by the government to send them to the hospitals on the banner of Keshe Foundation to sterilize the environment of the hospitals. And with that, automatically we have seen reduction and total zero contamination and illnesses of corona. We are given this privilege to test, and Keshe Foundation team, as of next week with the Iranian soldiers, will go into the hospitals, start disinfecting the hospitals, and then we see a nosedive in the infection rate in Iran and the death rate in Iran, because we already have 6 groups covering some 200,000 people on the net that are supporting each other and helping. And now we increase it to the national level with the support of the nation. And it's taking shape in a fantastic way. And we are ready to go to the next level. So for us, corona or any other virus, flu, you call it mad cow disease has a flu, or what we call African flu, which killed thousands of millions of pigs in China. We sorted it all out. It's all reported. The biggest problem for the Keshe Foundation has been that through pressures by government, Keshe Foundation has not been allowed to appear on television and in the world of the what we call media. But we have grown underneath on the internet and social media. Foundation, according to statistics, has some 300 million which follow it. Mainly, a lot of scientists have been following it for the past 10 or 15 years. And from 20th of March, Keshe Foundation opens its own television channel. So worldwide, We will report our own achievements. We have a full control. And the Keshe Foundation TV, which will start broadcasting from March on, gradually becomes a space scientific based channel, which means whatever you want to know 24 hours a day, what's the edge of the science development technology, be it agriculture, be it weather, be it contamination, be it medicine, be it the space travel, all that, we'll bring in the leading scientists from the world to discuss. And we show them the new way and the new understanding. And we open a channel for the new generation to understand the new space technology. The rocket technology is finished, is buried, long time. And as I was with the American diplomats yesterday, the biggest problem for the American government and American military and American space has been the use of the Keshe Foundation technology as a defense technology in the space. It has been used heavily by the Iranian on what they call 4th of December of 2012, 11, capturing the American drone. Mm-hmm. And so now we have last on the 10th of February, 2 weeks ago, for the first time, Iranian Sepah news media have released my name officially on behalf of the government on a long page, on the military pages, that the my name as the founder of the Keshe Foundation worldwide has been the reason for Iran's success in defense and technology in capturing the drone. And the new Iranian space program is a dream of 16 nations. The nation's been looking for 60 years. And we started, as of yesterday, negotiation with the American government. I met with the officials yesterday, with the Israeli officials, to bring using this technology, creating peace between nations. Because now we can literally fly, as you see in the report from Iranian government, we've been telling it for 10 years now, they confirmed it officially, that the Keshe Foundation plasma technology has been used by the Iranian militaries for capturing the drone. Since 2011, we've been waiting for this. Now we have a confirmation. And I very soon had the Iranian space program into a space, that we fly to moon, as the report says by the Iranian government, it'll take us less than a minute. We are that much advanced. It says in the report, it takes a minute to go to moon with the new plasma technology. And it's eye-opening, this report, because as we said in the teachings in past week, the text of the letter, the rest of this information which is released in Sepah as a breaking news is signed by deputy minister of a cabinet, which means the government has backed us. We are confirmed by the government that this technology belongs to Iran. And as an Iranian nuclear physicist developing this technology, I have accepted to take head of this development, that we introduce new space technology into the world, where when we go to space, we can fly from the roof of the house. We don't need all these launching businesses. It's over. We don't need to take food and medicine, because now we have a machine which produces everything. And the new technology we released last week shows us that we can wipe out any diseases or cancer from the body of man in a few sessions, very short, very rapid. And we can literally watch it as it happens. And hopefully, we are hoping, as we are opening our space program on the what we call Keshe Foundation Television on 20th of March, we are striving to show the first flying machine without fuel, or sometimes in the next few weeks, because we already achieved it. But now for the first time, as the habit of the Keshe Foundation, we show it in public, even though it's in the hand of military. Mm-hmm. More or less the story of our work.
Awesome.
And we are not theoretical. We have our own factories. We have our own research centers. and we are delivering the technology as a practical, viable technology, is not theory. Books has been written, and as we know, now you can buy the books from Amazon and you can follow the technology. Keshe Foundation has its own teaching platform as a Spaceship Institute. We have our own now television. We have our own publication journal. We are a publisher. And we have a scientific registered journal to publish scientific papers with the knowledge seekers around the world for what they develop. And in a way, there is a new era in science and technology, and what the government did for years trying to silence this new technology has broken more and more underneath. As a friend said once, we have become revolutionaries of science on the kamikaze underground. Now we're coming over the ground with the television. And in a way, people, scientists, understand the real pieces which was missing in the science, and they are developing new ways for it, new dimensions for it. But overall, Keshe Foundation spearheads the edge of technology. It spearheads the what we call delivery of the new power units, which you don't need to ever burn a fuel. You use the magnetic fields of the universe to create energy. And these systems now are implemented in the new systems. So gradually, very slowly, we move away from matter consuming base like fuel and food to energy base like universe. And what is available in the universe that we can use in so many ways to extend life, to have a joyful life, where we don't need to kill animals anymore to consume energy. Mm-hmm. We tap into the universal ways. We tap into what is available freely, and we have developed, as you said, a new nanotechnology matter where absorbs energy from the space and it can convert it to feed you. And these new systems now are literally getting developed in a very rapid way, and we have to see where to go. It's a matter of how the condition, economical condition of the present time comes. It has a huge application in defense. The war game is over, as the materials we have are obsolete. The guns are useless. The weapons and missile technology of today is like an arrow in the hand of the man hundreds of years ago. Because when you have such advanced technology, why do you need nuclear? Nuclear bombs are history. It's wiped out, it's gone. And this is why, one, as I said in a very recent past, why President Trump, when Iran annihilated the bases of Americans, taking hundreds of lives of Americans, unfortunately, in trying to show that don't touch us, as they literally bombed one of the Iranian leading scientists and military people last year, was they said nothing happened and we don't do anything. Because if they say that the most advanced base of America and European community in Iraq is wiped out, and we had to watch it, we couldn't even get in to help our officers. We couldn't communicate with our officers on the ground as they were, you know, the base was getting literally flattened. They can't sell any more arms. The reason America didn't take any steps after Iran annihilating the center was to be able to sell arms, because if you cannot, with the most advanced technology, protect your base, what are you selling to the Saudis? What are you selling to the rest of the world as a defense technology when you can't defend it? And this is the question now we have to put, we have put to your new president. Peace talks has to be paramount. Peace talk without claiming any arms, because your arms are useless. America says we had some injury. Can we see the list of lives lost in Iraq? Can we see the pictures of the base, which is flattened? It's not even recognizable. The American drones, American military stood above the base as the base was flattened. And they couldn't do anything. We saw this technology when I reported, and then we saw the capture of the drone by Iran. Now Iran, after 11 years, says, yes, we've done that. Use the technology of the cache. And then we saw the same technology passed on by the Iranian to the Russians, and Russians wiped out the most advanced naval, what you call, machinery you ever had. What we call the Donald Duck. As you remember, in May of 2017, the Donald Duck, or we call it Donald Duck, which was the most advanced defense ship of America in Black Sea, sharing the same technology with Russia, was literally brought to nothing. Officers in the boat could not talk to each other. They had to pull the boats into Romanian ports. And when they landed, according to veteran newspaper, which is American veteran officers, 27 of the officers resigned because they said, our government cannot protect our lives. We could not even communicate inside the ship with each other using this new plasma saturation. So we see the new technology has a dividend, which is a peace dividend, but we see it has to be implemented. The new, what we call peace talks with Iran, which will take shape, the same as what we did with 5+1. We give nothing, we give not an inch to the Americans that are what their allies. Because we own the technology, we are so advanced by 50 years, why should we be worried about an arrow and a matchsticks when we have the most advanced technologies of the universe in Iran? Mm-hmm. And it's developed by the Keshe Foundation and the scientists in Iran who developed this technology. We haven't become arrogant, but we have come in a way to show the world what we said for 10 years, that this technology has been used by Iran. Now Iran has confirmed it. Confirmed the wiping out of the base in Iraq is Keshe Foundation technology, capturing the American drone, the most advanced aircraft that it made President Obama to say, can we have our toy back, where the day before was the most sophisticated spying plane in the world, now became a toy. And now you can literally buy it as toy because Iran has managed to capture it, replicate it, and sell it at a tenth of the price of America. What is the most advanced technologies by the Americans? Now you can buy it off the shelf from Iran, and more advanced, more sophisticated. So the new technology has brought a massive peace dividend. We cannot move soldiers, we cannot move armies because of the corona. Nobody's prepared to go to war. And one of the biggest problems, especially Americans and Europeans, are dealing with how to handle it, and they try to diminish the power of Iran's space technology, is what are we going to do with millions of jobs in defense technology, which is worthless? Mm-hmm. You have nothing to match. What are you trying to sell? And they are trying to put different sugar coating on it, but in reality, it won't happen. It's impossible. You cannot create any more jobs in defense technology, because unless you can bring a technology, which, as I said to the Americans on the table of negotiations some 10 years ago, we go over Washington 10 times a day and you don't see us because you don't have a technology even to detect it. How do you want to defend it?
Yeah.
It's the same as...
Pardon? What about the space fleet? You know, there's all these talk about the secret space fleet that have all this extremely advanced technology. Are you aware of any of that as well?
It's owned by Iran. Iran has confirmed it in this communication 10 days ago.
Uh-huh.
It's Space Foundation technology. Read it. It's available. It's on the internet. Go to veteran newspaper, which is on the internet. The article has been translated in English as put up. It's the space technology, which is what we call plasma technology. And it is this article, which is, I think is about 1,000-2,000 word article, maybe more, is specifically has written to announce by the Iranian government, by the Sepah of Iran, that they are in possession of the most advanced technology known as the plasma technology, which is brought to Iran, it says in the text, in 2008. and developed by the Iranians. When I went to Iran in 2008, in 4.5 months, I laid the basis of new space technology and the defense of Iran. The whole situation is how we find a solution into the next step. My instruction from my people, the Iranian officials and the Sepah, when I was supposed to meet the Israelis and the Americans yesterday, was very simple. We don't give an inch. We stay firm, and we want the sanctions to be immediately withdrawn. We want the opening of all the borders with Iran. We want to understand that everything goes back to normal, and for return, Iran will open its space program to the world. In a way, now it takes the, what we call Americans, if they want to go to Mars, you have a Mars 2030 by NASA, is planned, is held by Mr. Wilson, which is the head of NASA Propulsion Lab, a friend of Keshe Foundation. It'll take you 7 months to go and come back. Now with the Keshe Foundation technology, it takes you 7 hours to go and come back. Who is going to listen to NASA? NASA has become a laughing stock.
Yeah,
we laugh at it.
Pardon? Yeah, they, I've always said, you know, I don't know why that we're sending people up on firecrackers when we've had anti-gravity and counter-gravity for quite some time, but they keep sending the people up on these giant firecrackers. And yeah, you know, I know too much about NASA, what the real agenda is, and it's not pretty, it's not very good, but.
But the thing is now, the Keshe Foundation television coming in operation in 4 weeks time, we'll show the new technologies. We will show you how you have a flying car. When we went to show the flying car 10 years ago, the American embassy bought half of the seats in the auditorium to show that this is a failure, nobody comes. When we had a exhibition on 26th of November, 2011, in Eindhoven, in Philips UFO, what we call auditorium with 700 seats, the seats were sold within minutes after going into the market, into open. And suddenly we were told all seats are sold. And we get a lot of complaint from everyone. How come we should have allowed the foundation supporters to have more seats? We said, but the organizers tell us everything is sold. When we went to the exhibit, to the presentation, half of the seats were empty. I said to the organizers, what's happening? You told us all. They said, everything is sold. American embassy has bought all the seats that nobody comes to show you're a failure. And I said to them, no problem, because in that exhibition, that presentation, we were supposed to show the flying car. And they wanted to embarrass us. On the following Saturday, the 3rd of December, we had another presentation in Ghent, in Belgium. And I said to the audience, the full packed audience auditorium, I said, for what you said to embarrass us last Saturday, we show the power of technology that you never do this to us. And the next day we captured the American drone, which President Trump said, give us our toy back. Within less than 24 hours, we showed the power of technology. And today we can say we are correct, because Iran now announced after 10 years, yes, it was Keshe Foundation technology. Mm-hmm. You understand?
So yeah. I know one thing that the people in this audience are really concerned about is that this technology being used in any kind of a tyrannical way, you know, where one nation would be above all other nations or whatever. They're kind of worried about it.
No, there should be no worry, but for two reasons. And these two reasons are very solid. They will never be broken. First of all, the technology is in the hand of one of the safest nations on this planet. A nation which hasn't gone to war for 300 years, the nation of Iran. And secondly, we are teaching the technology on a daily basis, weekly basis to everyone across this planet.
Yeah.
The compromise is, as I said to the Chinese government, is we all gonna have it and we all gonna enjoy it. But in a way, it has to be on the basis that we can go through the evolution of the science. This technology as is owned and in the hand of Keshe Foundation, and all my patents and my technology by international law is the property of Iranian nation and Iranian government. We work very closely on these bases.
Mm-hmm.
And we make sure that technology is shared equally. We haven't hidden it. We still teach it. We still help thousands of people across the world. And in a way, the science and technology of the Keshe Foundation is the next level of science which man will follow. Because we moved from the matter state into field state, the way the life in the universe is working.
Yeah.
And we have seen it, and it's a beautiful time.
Well, I know one thing, you know, in America here, the mainstream media, you know, most of us know, but a lot of us are just totally brainwashed over here. And they demonize countries, and they create images of countries that, as this and that. And it's unbelievable. If you talk to the average American, you know, and you talk about the Middle East or whatever, they kind of put everybody into one batch as terrorists or things like that. Having not traveled there or met the people, or, you know, I've had some beautiful friends from Iran, and awesome people, and you know, but we have to go up against the mainstream media and the images that they've generated and the brainwashing and all this other stuff. And so their automatic reaction is going to be fear. Like, oh, they've got this technology. They're terrorists. They're the enemy. And I'm not trying to put you in that category. I'm just telling you one of the things that has to be overcome is a total re-education program.
The thing is, when you don't have it, you have to make your nation afraid of the one who has it, as there's something wrong with them, that you cannot tell your people you're incompetent. This is a strategy which is emphasized by the American again and again, and the Europeans. When they don't have something, they fool or they lie to their people that we demonize it, then PR people accept it because it's on television, and then we get it our way. In mm-hmm. fact, if you think of it, we are part of the Iranian negotiating team. I initiated the 5+1 with Americans when, as you know, President Obama asked for the Keshe Foundation technology key, was that we did not give anything in 5+1. In so many ways, I've said many times, Trump, in saying that he won't accept 5+1 because it's so one-sided towards Iran, he's right. We had everything, and we didn't give an inch. We did not give an inch in 5+1. We took everything, because if you don't listen to us, we have a better technology. Which way do you want to go? We still don't abandon nuclear technology, because there is much more to learn about the work of the nuclear, about the understanding of it. But it's part of the technology which we have to understand. But in a way, let me tell you what's the biggest problem with us, 5+1. The biggest problem with 5+1, the Americans and Atomic Energy Authorities, IAEA, is pushing, is you use, let's say, 1 megawatt of energy. It takes you 1 year to produce 1 kilogram of plutonium or enriched uranium. We use 100,000 kilowatt, we take us 1 month to produce 1 kilo.
Mm-hmm.
Our technology is 10 times more advanced than the Americans. And all they say continuously to us, don't produce anymore because you'll pass us very fast. And then we want control. Even we can't produce it, we want to control it. We laugh. And secondly, secondly, this is the whole game of the 5+1, to slow Iran down that they can catch up. This is a typical behavior of American administration and European colonizing nations. The same we see with Huawei. Why is Huawei crucified? Because Huawei is at least 20 years ahead of American network system, minimum. They're crucifying them to be able to catch up with Americans. for the Americans to catch up with the Chinese programs. When you go into Huawei, when you go into Huawei headquarters, which I had the privilege to be in the headquarters, my God, Apple is nothing. The communication you have and the process which is coming, with it's a peanut. When you look at an Apple telephone, it gives you 520 what do you call it, memory. Yeah. Look at the how 1 gig, 1 terabyte, double, triple, everything is done to Huawei. It's lie, it's fabrication, the same as Iran. That to slow Huawei down, that they cannot take the market because everybody was switching. Huawei.
Well, what about the what do you call it? Well, the spying technology there. They're saying because of that technology, if we allow that in, they can, they'll be aware of everything we do, everything we say, everything. So security reasons for, is there any truth to that, or do they have?
Of course, there's a huge amount of reasons for security. We do not know. We are not aware of the advancement in that side of the technology. In a way, what I said many times, and as you know, I am more or less the only Iranian nuclear physicist outside Iran who has received Homeland Security clearance to enter into NASA headquarters research center, which is very amazing. All black and white, all documented. And in a way, they are crucifying Iranian nuclear technology. But President Obama, on the day of his election, second term, asked the American ambassador to ask me for the key of Iranian nuclear space technology, which led to the 5+1. But they allow the most senior Iranian nuclear physicist outside Iran to enter the territory of United States to what they call invited by NASA to to enter in a black budget of technology of NASA that it can help them to develop it further. If you have a screen, I'll put the letter on the screen, you can read it.
All right.
It's from NASA headquarters and it's full invitation. If you have a Zoom, if your viewers can see, I can show you the letter.
Yeah, we can just send it to Robert and he can post it up on the site. Yeah.
Up to now, we used to keep it away, but now the letter is published completely on the internet. You can show it. So if the American government accepts an Iranian nuclear physicist who they are trying to cut and kill, what they call it, let children die in Iran with boycotts of medicine, but they allow the most senior Iranian nuclear physicist to enter the premises of NASA, at the same time to live in Europe and share the technology with the rest of the world, there is something wrong.
Yeah. Well, I think this is, I think what we've got, you know, when you get down to bottom line, you know, it's basically good versus evil, but there is a global elite that, you know, they're the war and disease profiteers and those guys, and they're going to go against anything like this, unfortunately. And it's up for the people to get educated and rise up and just say, we want these new technologies, these new healing technologies, this fuelless energy technology, all of this stuff. We have to rise up as a people and demand it. And to me, when you look at, you know, children suffering from cancer and things like that, and people without limbs and just all these other things going on, and you could, you know, remediate that, to me, that's, you can't get much more evil than that or criminal than that to have children suffer and the other things. And that's a whole nother story, but I mean, it's up to the people to get educated and know these things are available and make sure, you know, it doesn't get in the hands of tyrants or tyranny. And because it's been in the hands of tyranny for so long, they've controlled everything. They've controlled our educational system, our science, you know, our medical system, everything. And so, you know, to me, the people need to rise up and start demanding this, you know, globally, just say it's time to bring this new tech, take this quantum leap in evolution and bring in this new technology.
Yes, but what is important to me and now with Iridium confirmation of the Keshe Foundation technology being the leading force in Iran defense and space, we want to open the hand of the Americans. How they're enforcing boycotts on the Iranian children to die of lack of medicine, but they allow and they invite Iranian senior nuclear physicists to steal their technology and then imprison them.
Yeah.
Doesn't work, does it?
No, it doesn't.
How come Iranian children can die, but American scientists can benefit from the same scientist?
Yeah. It's not rational thinking to anybody that has any moral compass whatsoever, you know, but unfortunately we're being guided by people without any moral compass whatsoever, unfortunately, but that has to change. We're hitting the end of the hour here and we can go into part two right after this. I got to do a quick sign off and then we'll bring in part two. But what is the best way for people to get in touch with you, your websites? And we'll have those up on the screen as well.
You go to keshe.foundation on the internet. Okay. You go directly www.keshe.foundation and you go directly into the website. There are books and there are a lot of articles. There are 2,500 videos on YouTube. There are many, many entrances. But there's one thing to be warned, is that when you go on the internet, you'll find a few places they talk about cash fraud or whatever. This is all set up to create enemies and diffusion of the technology that they could steal. And this is all paid by one government to do it because they wanted to steal the technology and we didn't give it to them. And they said by 2018, there'll be no sign of cash on the internet. But by 2021, there is a cash television and everything else with it. And this, they work very hard. So you can go on the Keshe Foundation, go on the internet, www.keshe, spell K for Kilo, E for Edward, S for Sugar, H for Henry, E for Edward. And you can buy the products from the store of the Keshe Foundation. And from next week, you can go to what we call Amazon.com and buy the Keshe Foundation products on the, if you put Keshe Foundation in Amazon, they give you a massive range of products which are now using the technology is commercialized.
Great. Awesome. Hey, well, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show, Dr. Keshe, and we'll go into part two shortly. And anyway, this is James Gillen signing off on the first episode with eSETI Stargate and As You Wish Talk Radio. So keep an open mind, a loving heart, and pure intent, and let's see if we can get these new technologies out to the people. Anyway, good night.